Welcome to Your Refreshed Life. We're Linda and Reem Waterman.
When we started dating, do you remember what I told you?
That was over 17 years ago, so I may not remember all you said, but one thing stands out clearly, because you still say it today.
And what's that?
You said that you would be good to me and good for me.
Yes, I did, and I still keep that as one of my relational compass points with you. My goal is to be good to you and good for you, and that's something people tend to let go of the wayside as years pass on.
That's sad but true. I know in our relationship, we have weathered many a tough patch because we sought to be good to and for each other with a decided intentionality.
Yes, indeed. That's because we applied 1 Corinthians 13:4b. Love is kind and thoughtful, meaning full of thought for the other. This passage is most often read at weddings and listened to for only a few minutes. But if you spend time reading it and considering how to apply it to your marriage, it can be a real game changer.
I agree with you on that. And while we're individuals with individual needs, we strive to put the needs of the other over our own. And it makes for a more satisfying and rich relationship.
It means we strive to serve and bless each other. The words me and my do not carry as much weight as we and us. While we are far from perfect, our attitudes and focus on serving our spouse above ourselves just works. And that was God's plan.
We'd love to hear ways that you're kind and thoughtful to your spouse. Send us your story at info@yourrefreshedlife.com. And if you'd like to listen to the daily podcast of Your Refreshed Life, go to iTunes, Spotify, or Podbean. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, live refreshed. Share your refreshed life today.